Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
This is episode 24 of series 2, would you believe, of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Today's episode is called Are You Turning Away the Rescue Boat of Life? Today, Prem looks at the way in which human beings get caught up in the loop of unconscious action. How can we break free from this painful habit, and what seeds do we need to sow instead? For more information, as ever, go to premrawat.com and enjoy the episode. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. Visit www.udoschoice.com and www.theudo.com.
Hello, everyone. I hope, again, you're doing well. And, you know, I know that the announcements are coming. The lockdown will be delayed. But that's nothing to lose heart over or to get concerned about. A few more days. After all, the objective is to be safe, to be well, and take the opportunity to learn something, to understand something, something that is very, very important. Because time is time. Not a question of what's happening in that time, but time is time. That's one way to look at it. And you can either waste it, and that has nothing to do with coronavirus, that has nothing to do with any of the global events, or you can do something that will truly help you in this course of life. Now, there's two things that I want to talk about. And one thing is, which I mentioned earlier in one of these broadcasts, that you have, you know, we're so busy solving the problem. We've got our head shoved into this sand. And I want to just explain that a little bit. So you have two things. And one thing is essentially your actions. You did something. You did something unconsciously or you did something deliberately. It doesn't matter. But whatever you do in this world, it's going to have consequences. So you have the action and you have the reaction, the consequence. Now, when I say live your life consciously, I mean that you would take those actions that will have a very positive consequence. The result will be something you would like, something you would enjoy, that has something to do with peace, has something to do with fulfillment, has something to do with understanding, with clarity. But what happens, and this is what I've been thinking about, is that we get so obsessed with the consequence that we actually forget about the action. And therefore, if that action repeats itself, it's going to bear the same consequence again and again and again and again. Now, how far does this stretch out? My goodness, in every realm you can possibly imagine. You can imagine this in family situations, in problems that families have, in domestic violence, which is a huge thing, bullying, that's a huge thing, and so many more. Murders, crimes, petty crimes to severe crimes to everything. It's, again, you have the action and then you have the consequence. And everybody is so busy negating the consequences, the negative consequences, that they actually forget about the action. Unless you change that action repeatedly, it's going to produce the same result again and again and again and again and again. And you're going to wonder, why in my life am I being punished? What have I done wrong? It's not that you did something wrong in your last lifetime, or you're going to do something wrong, or that you're cursed, or somebody gave you the evil eye, or this happened, or that happened. You know, 10 million excuses, or you happened to go under a ladder, or whatever. But what are you doing? Whatever you do unconsciously, whatever you do, let me put it this way, whatever you do will produce a result. No question about it. Every action will produce a reaction. And of course, if it isn't pleasant, you want to negate it. You want to get out of it. You want to, you know, it's like a person who gets locked up and then the only thing they're thinking about is, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this consequence? And, you know, if there is a person who is going to school and they get, the child gets really bad marks, and he's like, oh my God, you know, what do I do now? Do I show this report card to my parents? Don't I? What excuse do I make? Instead of working on the action, which is, I need to study. And I can do that. I need to study harder. To fundamentally look at what is causing me to repeat my actions, because I'm not paying attention to those actions. And it is those actions which are causing the problem. So it's very, very interesting. And we in our lives, we live our lives, we go about our business all day long. And we're only paying attention to the consequences. We're not paying attention to what is causing this problem. You know, it's like when you were young, you kept getting tickets. I know what that's like. I know what that's like. And why was I getting tickets? And I have told this story before. It's like one day I was pulled over and I realized that it was humiliating. It was not fun. And at that moment, whatever, you know, great time I was having driving fast, getting pulled over had negated all of that. And of course, I didn't want to lie to the police officer. I was speeding. And so right then and there, I decided, no more. I'm not going to speed. So I drive with my cruise control wherever I can. And I set it, you know, 3-4 miles an hour over the speed limit. And it maintains it. Not that it's going to get me there quicker. It doesn't. I would have to drive like insane. And, you know, you can always take a flight if that's what the importance of getting there really quick is. But give yourself enough time so you don't have to. So the whole thing is, yeah, when you're getting pulled over and it's like, oh my God, this is terrible. And you know, your ears turn red, your face turns red, your blood pressure goes up. You know, you're embarrassed and everybody's looking at you on the freeway. And you want to get out of it. Yes, officer, you know, I'm sorry, I won't do this again and all that. But you're not paying attention to your actions. What you need to do in life is start paying attention to your actions, not just the reactions. Because reactions will just follow suit of whatever those actions are.
Hi, I'm Yasmin Akram, letting all of you know that myself and my friend Philippa Dunn and I have released the second series of our podcast, We Heart Worry. Join us for hard-hitting discussions on flashing your neighbours accidentally, looking after a child's pet when they go away, and of course, that most universal of worries, a strong fear of chicken. That's We Heart Worry. Find us where you find good podcasts.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're not spending any time to sow the seeds of peace in your life, and then you will wonder, why don't I have peace? Well, that's because you never did sow any seeds of peace. You never did anything to bring peace about. You just ran this world into this world, you know, like a dodo, just running and running and running and running and running and running and running. You know, it's like I saw this quote on a newspaper once. That was very interesting. And the way the quote went is like, you earn all this money and then you work so hard for it. And then at the end of the day, what happens is you get old, get sick, and you take all that money that you have earned and you hand it over to a hospital because you are now sick. Instead of taking some of that time and doing something positive. And this is, you know, again, I'm not trying to make any excuse for anybody. I'm not trying to, you know, point fingers at anybody or anything like that. Very straightforward. There are leaders who are doing their job, who are doing a great job. And then there are the leaders that the L shouldn't even be a part of their, you know, title anywhere. Concern. I mean, they have lost it. They've truly, truly lost it. And okay, that's enough said. But what about you? You are the leader of this domain of your life. How are you running the show? Forget about the world leaders. Forget about the big organizations. Forget about all that. How are you running your show? Are you being conscious? Are you trying to make an effort to understand yourself? Is your heart full of gratitude? Or are you just pulling your hair out? When is this, you know, lockdown going to be over? When is this going to be over? When that's going to be? Why is this happening? You know, I had plans. I had, ideas of how I was going to spend, you know. I'm sure there are people who had booked cruises to go cruising. Not a smart idea at this point in time. What do you do? If you don't know who you are, what do you do? And everywhere I turn and you watch this channel or you watch that channel, these are the issues. And there are some, you know, fun-hearted people, I would call them, with good sense of humor, and they're trying to make something happen that may be funny or something like that. Great, fine. But it's not just a question of something that will occupy your time. You should be occupying your time. Thoughts that matter to you are the ones you should be entertaining. Do those things at this point in time that will bring about happiness and joy for you. This is what's important. This is what's important. Not that you have to find a way to occupy your time. No. You are the one who should occupy your time. Not something else and not somebody else. But you should occupy your time. So that's one thing that I was thinking about. And the second thing is, you know, I keep saying that this is the printer and it keeps printing these pictures. So there's a story, and I've told this story before. So there was a terrible flood, and this lady had this house, and the flood water started coming, and next thing you know, she moved a little bit higher. She was standing on her kitchen table, and flood water started coming to that point. So she went up the staircase, and the flood waters just kept following her. The waters just kept rising and rising and rising. This kept on happening till she found herself on the roof. Now, if there's no place higher to go, and the flood waters were rising. So earnestly, she prayed to God. And she said, God, come down and help me. I've followed you. I have loved you. I think you're the greatest. And I am in trouble. And I would certainly appreciate if you could come down and help me. So, next thing you know, a boat comes by. And they're the rescue workers. And they say, lady, come on. You know, the floodwaters are rising. We better get you out of here. And she goes, no. No, I am waiting for my God to come and save me. Well, the waters rose a little bit more. Now her feet are wet and she can't get any higher. And she prays again and says, Lord, save me. You know, I'm your greatest fan. I love you. I have prayed to you. I have been faithful to you. And I'm in trouble, and please come and save me. A few minutes later, another boat comes by. The rescue workers, lady, come on, you know, it's time to go. This is not a joke. Come on. And she goes, no. My God is going to save me. A few minutes later, same thing again. Now the water is quite full. It's come up to, you know, her chest. And she prays again, says, Lord, you know, this is the last chance. I mean, please save me, you know, help me. Another boat zings by. I said, come on, lady, this is it. This is it. This is it. You're not going to be able to stay here much longer. She goes, no, my God is going to come and he's going to save me. The next thing you know, the water rises high enough and she's swept away. She dies. She's in heaven. Peter is there, St. Peter is there to welcome her, and she is furious. And she goes, I want to talk to God. And St. Peter says, well, can I help you in any way? And she goes, help me. I want to talk to God. Take me to God right now. I have something to say to him. St. Peter goes to God and says, you know, there's somebody who's just come in, is really angry with you, wants to talk to you. God says, okay, call her in. She comes in and says, what kind of God are you? Now, three times I prayed to you and to save me, and not once did you come down and save me. And God said, lady, give me a break. I sent three boats to save you, and not once did you take one of those boats. Printer printed a picture of what she thought, how she would be saved. But that's not what was going to happen. Three boats did come, but she didn't take a single one, and she ended up drowning. Well, it's a funny story. But it does deserve some attention about this printer, because we follow this printer very closely. And it sits there all day long and prints more pictures and more pictures and more pictures. Living your life consciously would definitely mean you really have to yank yourself away, pull yourself away when you find yourself chasing one of those pictures. You should be chasing your heart. You should be chasing that thirst in your life to be fulfilled, to be clear, to be in that serenity. That's what the thirst of your heart is, not the quest of the mind that just goes, I want this, I want this, I want this. I mean, okay, you know, it's no big deal. You follow it once in a while. But if you're following it all the time and not following the heart all the time, that's going to be a little bit problematic. So, be well, be safe. Most importantly, be. Enjoy yourself. Make the most of this time. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you want to learn more about what Prem Rawat talks about, he offers a practical online course called Peak, to help you understand and experience personal peace. Go to premrawat.com and click on Peak.
GreatBigOwl.com.
My name's Jason Fleming. The More Than My Past podcast will see me talking to a wide range of inspiring people. People who have confronted and overcome addiction or imprisonment or both and turned their lives around.
I did mad things that was hurting myself and hurting other people.
Everybody grows up in a house called normal. Heroin addiction and chaos was my normal.
Some people don't understand the word moderation, and I was definitely one of those people.
The More Than My Past podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.